You're tuned to KHOL. I'm Hannah Merzbach with your local newscast. A popular throughway in town is slated to get a major makeover. Gregory Lane near Jackson Hole High School and Smith's could see some big infrastructure improvements. But as KHOL's Dante Philpola-Ankeny reports, it could come at a steep cost.
The Gregory Lane project was estimated to cost about $8.5 million back in 2019 when a specific purpose excise tax passed to fund the project. But now, the town says the potential cost is likely more due to inflation and added improvements.
It's a big project. It's one of the biggest projects that I have worked on, that probably Public Works has worked on in a long time.
Johnny Zeem with the town said at a public meeting yesterday, improvements include stormwater runoff, sewer and water utilities, and safer routes. Residents emphasized the importance of having accessible pathways for school children and cyclists and managing traffic and growth in the West Jackson area. The town still needs to approve a design concept for Gregory Lane and accept a bid from a contractor who could break ground around this time next year. Additional money for the project could come from grants or other utility funding sources. For KHOL News, I'm Dante Philpola-Ankeny.
The Food Bank of Wyoming has seen a 9% increase in demand over the past year, with almost 1 in 10 residents going hungry because they can't afford groceries. The statewide food bank's longtime partners in Cheyenne, St. Joseph's, has noticed the lines getting longer since the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic.
We have seen a change to more people coming. Even now, we serve anywhere from 550 to 600 families a week.
That was food pantry director Eva Astorga, who says she invites anyone to come get a food box in Cheyenne. In Jackson, free food is available through 122's Cupboard and Whole Food Rescue drop-off locations all around town. Recent storms have boosted snow levels across the West, and there's more on the way. While some regions of Wyoming are lagging far behind, the snowpack in the Tetons region is right in line with what's considered normal for this time of year, with drought conditions improving slightly recently. Over in Colorado, every part of the state is above average for late March snow totals. The same goes for Utah, Mexico, and Arizona. A good sign for summer water supplies in the Colorado River. Snow levels in the West typically peak around the beginning of April, when it all starts melting into lakes, streams, and rivers. For KHOL News, I'm Hannah Merzbach.